shots now that the CDC is recommending them for some people.
A local doctor says the Delta surge has plateaued in the D.C. area. I'm Luke Lukert.
The Republican in Virginia's race for governor gets a warning from former President Trump. I'm Nick Ainelli.
Good morning. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden has just begun speaking about COVID booster shots newly approved by the CDC. Late last night, Dr. Rochelle Walensky overruled advisors and added teachers, doctors, nurses, and supermarket employees to the list of Americans eligible for third Pfizer shots. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
The CDC director has said that healthcare workers and people who within their occupation or their residence have significant exposure to COVID-19 should receive a booster. So this includes, obviously, people on the frontline medical workers. This includes people who work in institutions, people who live in homeless shelters, probably college students.
People who got second shots 6 months ago could be eligible today. Some of former President Trump's closest advisors, including Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Steve Bannon, have received subpoenas from a select committee investigating January's attack on the U.S. Capitol. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
Basically, they are assembling a mosaic, trying to put together the pieces, large and small, that created this violent event on January 6th.
CBS News has obtained a draft report of a hand count of 2020 election results in Maricopa County, Arizona, and it is a disappointment for Republicans who insisted the original results were fraudulent. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Joe Biden actually expanded his lead over Trump in Arizona. The report says now President Biden won Arizona's crucial Maricopa County, which encompasses Phoenix, by more than 45,000 votes.
Workers and shoppers relive the nightmare of a mass shooting at a Kroger supermarket in Collierville, Tennessee.
Pow, 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 pow. And I mean, everybody was rushed. And I'm trying to find the exit that I don't think he's coming to.
Police say the gunman, believed to be an employee, shot himself to death after killing one person and injuring more than a dozen others. Some hid in food freezers and locked offices. A TV news executive is accusing CNN's Chris Cuomo of sexual harassment. Shelley Ross claims he groped her at a party in 2005 and apologized in an email. Cuomo came under fire for advising his brother, former New York Governor Andrew, before he resigned over sexual harassment allegations last month. Another good reason to do your holiday shopping this weekend. Toy store owners like Brad Simpson at Smith's Variety in Mountain Brook, Alabama, are anticipating stock shortages.
We're telling a lot of our customers, if you see something now that you like, go ahead and get it, because we don't know if it's going to be there in a couple weeks or a couple of months.
Toys from overseas have been impacted by manufacturing shutdowns, shipping, and ocean freight issues. This is CBS News.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following at this hour. We begin with a look at whether you are now eligible for a booster shot. Early this morning, the CDC approved a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine for millions of adults, including people 65 and older, and those with medical conditions that put them at severe risk of illness from the coronavirus. Residents of long-term care facilities and adults whose workplace puts them at risk of being infected are also eligible. You can't get the third shot until 6 months after the second Pfizer shot.
In our area, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the state is ready to distribute the third dose. In Virginia, Vaccine Coordinator Danny Avula says he's confident the state has a sufficient supply of booster shots. No word from officials in the district about their plans to distribute the third Pfizer dose, but we have asked city officials if they have enough booster shots. We'll let you know what they say.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in our region seem to be leveling off. After a sudden late summer spike, caused by the Delta variant.
The seven-day average of case numbers has been steady over the past 2 weeks. Director of Infectious Diseases at MedStar Washington Hospital Center, Dr. Glenn Wortman.
With this Delta variant right now, it seems to have hopefully plateaued. I mean, nationally, it seems to be plateauing a little bit, but especially in our area.
D.C. hit a peak late last week and has already seen around a 25% drop since then. Virginia and Maryland's numbers have plateaued. We also aren't seeing an increase of people going to the hospital in all three. Wortman credits a high vaccination rate.
Relatively, we have fair vaccine uptake compared to other areas of the country.
Coronavirus deaths continue to be a lagging indicator. Virginia is the hardest hit and is seeing deaths steadily increase. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
You can hear the full interview with Dr. Wortman on next week's episode of the WTOP podcast, Is It Normal Yet? It'll be released Monday morning.
A warning from former President Trump for the Republican Party's nominee for governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin.
When asked by radio host John Fredericks if Youngkin can win in Virginia, Trump said yes, but...
The only guys that win are the guys that embrace the MAGNA movement.
Referring to his Make America Great Again movement, he said Republicans who don't fully embrace it lose elections. Youngkin has treaded lightly around the issue of former President Trump, saying just this week in an interview with WTOP.
It's certainly not about President Trump. There's two people on the ballot, me and Terry McAuliffe.
Would you vote for Trump if he ran for president again?
Well, I don't know if he's going to run for president again.
Youngkin has also said that President Biden was legitimately elected, in contrast to Trump, who said the election was stolen. Nick Ainelli, WTOP News.
Underway at this hour, a police motorcade is escorting one of the 13 American troops killed outside the Kabul airport during the Afghanistan withdrawal last month. A hearse will drive the remains of Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover through Northern Virginia along the eastbound lanes of Lee Highway and continue on to Graham Road and then move on to the eastbound lanes of Route 50. Fairfax County Police say you can show your respect along that route.
What effect has the pandemic had on Metro's crime rate? It turns out a sharp decrease in ridership has been accompanied by a drop in some crimes, but an increase in others.
From July to December of last year, Metro saw a 50% decrease in crime against property compared to the same period during 2019. But there was a 55% increase when looking at assaults, rapes, and homicides, despite a drop in ridership.
During COVID, a lot of the safety net for a lot of issues, you know, just the support systems weren't there.
Metro's general manager, Paul Wiedefeld, says the focus now is on providing more support.
But I have been working with other properties around the country to see some of the things they're doing. But I think there's just a general feel that we've got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make everyone feel comfortable.
Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
It's 10:07.
National Industries for the Blind, or NIB, is the largest employment resource for people who are blind. And they're creating American jobs, good jobs with competitive wages, training and development too. NIB helps thousands of Americans who are blind, including our nation's veterans, hear those two wonderful words. You're hired. Learn more about this great American workforce at nib.org/workforce.
Whether you're migrating to the cloud, from the cloud, or between clouds, protecting your data and ensuring business